After opening with a discussion of the firing up of the menorah by Aaron, the high priest, the Torah turns its attention towards the Levites. The Levites have to be empowered, they have to be inducted, they have to be inaugurated. And there's a discussion about this that continues into the second reading of Parshas Baaloscha. And towards the end of the second reading, God instructs Moshe Rabbeinu about Levite retirement. And this has a lesson for life today. Chapter 9, verse 23, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemer. God speaks to Moses saying, Zeis asher l'alevim. So this is what should happen for the Levites. Mi ben chomesh ve'esrim shana v'mala, from the age of 25 and older, yavoi, they should come, litzvoi tzava, to muster into the troop of work, v'avoi d'seil mayed. So they should be mustered to work, or they should join the workforce at the age of 25. Of course, this is the workforce of the Ohel Moed. Now, it's interesting that we open Zeis Asher L'Alevim. Why does it say Zeis Asher L'Alevim? It could simply have said, Mi ben chomesh ve'esim shanav ha'mayla, yovei ha'levim l'tzvei tzava. It emphasizes Zeis. This is how things should be for the Levites. So the Chizkuni says, it's only Levites we speak of here, not Kohanim. In other words, here, years are going to become an issue, not blemishes. When it comes to Kohanim, the emphasis is on physical deformity or the notion of some kind of impediment in their person. But with Levites, it's not like that. A Levite who has a deformity could serve. Here, the issue is years. Only Lalevim. This is only for the Levim. And this we'll see actually in Rashi as well. Rashi emphasizes, Zeis Asher Lalevim, Shonim Peislim Bahem, years disqualify. In other words, it's an age thing. Ve'ein Hamumen Peislim Bahem. But deformity or any kind of compromising of physical wellness does not necessarily compromise or disqualify them. Obviously, if somebody is simply not capable, that's another story. But the fact that somebody might have a slight blemish or some kind of minor deformity would no way be an impediment for the Levite to serve. Okay, now here it says, ben chomesh v'yasim shana, from the age of 25. However, earlier in chapter 4, in verses 3, 23, and 30, it states otherwise. Earlier, Omer, b'mokim acher, earlier in these places that I just mentioned to you, it says, mi ben shleishim shana, from the age of 30 and onward. So the obvious question, oh, Ketzad, how do you work out these two verses? Here we have verses in the beginning of the book that speak about the age of 30 as the starting age. And now we're talking about the age of 25. So Rashi has a very interesting way of resolving this. Quoting our sages, he says, mi ben esrib, chobesh v'esrim bo, lil maid hilchas aveda. From age 25 and onward, the Levi entered Levi school. He went for the training. He went to the Levi college. And then, after he finished 5 years, v'leimid chamesh shanim, for 5 years, he mastered every arena of Levite service. He knew everything a Levite might have to know. So they got to try each and every single detail out. And when the Levite was well-versed in everything a Levite might have to know, then only after 5 years of training, ben Shleshim, from age 30, Avid, then he actually begins to serve. And Rashi mentions now, it sounds like a rather long time for training, 5 years of training. This is not brain surgery. Why did it take so long? So Rashi says, you should know this is the reasonable amount of time of training. He says, Mikan, from here we can see the Talmud, for a pupil, a student. If he did not see success at his studies, after 5 years, so in that case, don't expect anything to change. How did Einstein say? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. If you spend 5 years toiling for something and you still don't get it, you're probably not going to get it. Now, this doesn't mean somebody shouldn't study. It means maybe you shouldn't study that subject. Not everybody's cut out for learning Gemara, for example. Not everybody's cutting out for learning halacha. Maybe he's cut out for learning the stories of the Gemara. Maybe you'll find your way in learning the simpler parts of the Chumash. Everybody can find an area that they can excel in. The point is this. when you want to achieve something and you spend 5 years on it and you're not getting there, that's a sign, just forget about it, move on, instead of being obnoxious and continuing to do the same thing again and again, expecting different results. So it's really interesting because Rashi resolves this two ages, this discrepancy in the different verses with age 25 or age 30. Rashi resolves it as age 25 for training, age 30 for actual mustering for service. So mustering for training is at 25, and 5 years later, there you are in the limelight. Other sages, other commentaries in the Chumash speak about it differently. They divide the work. They say, well, some work that was started to be done at 25, and then you're eligible for all work at the age of 30. For example, that's how the Ibn Ezra explains it. Rashbam explains it that way in similar fashion. The Barbanel explains it something like this. I mean, the different Mefarshim, why did Rashi avoid that? So I think that the reason is simple. In the Pasuk, it doesn't make a distinction. In the Pasuk, it says that they should come to work at 30 or come to work at 25. It doesn't say come to work in some way or come to work in another way. It doesn't limit the work in any way. We do find limitations later on age. We're soon going to see there's a retirement age. And the retirement age doesn't mean don't work, but that the methodologies of what you do change. So when it comes to being phased out of service, we do see this limitation, but we don't see the limitation in being inducted. So therefore, the only logical thing is it's not simply a change, a different kind of work, but rather that there's training and then there's the actual work. And that's how we have to understand it. That's the Pshut Lashon Mikra. That is the approach that Rashi takes. So now that we know when you muster for work, when you begin the troop, the troop of service, and that's from age 25, meaning at that point training, and then from age 30, as you learned previously, you start to actually perform your duties. Ubiben chamishim shana, and from the age of 50, yashov mitzvah ha'avayda. Ouch. From age of 50? Retired. That's it. You have to turn in your working card. You're no longer going to be part of the troop of work. V'loy ya'avayd oid. They don't give you a year sabbatical and then bring you back. Age of 50, full stop. That's it. You're done with your Levite stuff. You're done with your Levite stuff? But then the next pasuk says, v'shedes es achav. He'll assist, he'll serve his brothers. Be'ol mayed in the el mayed. Lishmer mishmeres. To guard the watch. But work you won't do. This is how you should do for the Levites, in their watches. All right, so these two verses clearly require elucidation here. Verse 25 seems to be, as they say in Hebrew, chad mashmai. It's very, very explicit, clear. There's no wiggle room. It says straight up, 50, yoshov mitzvah aveda, lo yaved. That's it, you're done. That's it. You're 20 good years. Start at 30, finish at 50. Conversely, it says v'shedes hasechav. You work with your brothers, and that's lishmer mishmeres, to watch the watch, to guard the watch. V'aveda le'yaved. It's only aveda you don't do. So which is it? Aveda le'yaved, but mishmeres, but you are still reporting for duty. What kind of duty is it? This really needs to be understood. Besides the obvious question for people like us are asking, wow. 50 is retirement age? So really, it depends what pursuit. The truth is that there's no professional ball players at the age of 50. I don't even think they're around at the age of 40. They have very short careers. You can only get beat up so many times in the football field or on the hockey rink. You're done. You retire like at age 35 or something.
Only if you're a knuckleballer and pitching.
Only if you're a knuckleballer. How long could you last if you're a knuckleballer?
Into the 40s.
Into the 40s. Anybody last till 50?
No.
From my, involvement in policing, I can tell you that most police officers, I very, very rarely meet a police officer who's 60. It's very rare. Even the chiefs, even when they reach the top. In my personal opinion, it's meshuggah. It's insane. You put in 30 years of training into these guys, and then you have brilliant people who are extremely capable, and that's it. They turn them out. It makes no sense whatsoever. But let's leave that for a different day.
Eating too many donuts.
They don't eat that many donuts. It's an urban legend. Most of them are in pretty good shape. All right, so this has to be understood. So let's go and take a look in Rashi. And then we'll see, especially how the Rebbe explains it. And I think everybody will have a new appreciation, understanding of what we're talking about. V'lo yaveidot. He's not going to work anymore. The pasuk says you don't work anymore. Well, it's not so simple. We already said before in chapter 7, verse 9, it already said that the Levim would carry things on their shoulders. Bakos if you sow. So as a rule, there was no work animals. This was all the work was done by the Levite with brute force, with literally using the muscles, the bodies of the Levites. So Rashi says that it means avodas masa, bakosif. That's what we refer to. It means the heavy lifting, the carrying on the shoulder. You carried a whole building. It was a big building. They carried a building. So the building that they carried, which is very heavy, and they could carry for hours on end, they could have to walk holding this load. So that's the load that they stopped. But the Levite does come back for other forms of work. And what could that be? L'ne'ilas sha'arim, opening and closing doors, meaning really ultimately to be responsible. Responsible for the function of the compound. V'lashir, and to be part of the musical ensemble. V'lita and agolos, and to load wagons. V'zehu, and this is the meaning of what it says in the next verse. V'shedes es echov. They will serve their brethren or their brothers. Kitargumai, that the meaning as Unklos renders it, im achohi, with their brothers. So this is a funny Rashi, because he starts off by telling us they don't really do full retirement. It's just the heavy lifting they stop doing, right? But they're still working. And then Rashi brings his business of v'shedes es echov. He talks about verse 26 and verse 25, but then he has separate commentary in verse 26. In verse 26 later, it says, Lishmer Mishmeres, to guard the watch. So Rashi seems to break the first words. Veshedes es echov, he explains in verse 25. But then Lishmer Mishmeres, he explains in verse 26. He says, how would that be? For example, Lachanais Saviv La'ayol, to be camping around the Mishkan. Ulahakim, to set up the Mishkan. Ulahayded, to help take it down. B'shasa Masois. So the Levite kind of retires, but he doesn't really retire, and it's not exactly clear as to what the Levite can or cannot do. It seems to be a partial retirement that we're talking about, not a full retirement. So let's take a look now in the Biurim book. And the Rebbe is going to give us, before we go to the Biurim, I'm just going to throw out the interesting question. Was this limitation relevant for posterity, or was it only during the 40 years that the Jewish people carried the Mishkan through the desert, which is initially supposed to be just a few weeks? What do you think? So there's a dispute about this. The Rambam says that this was not for posterity. This was only for Mishkan, which means originally the mitzvah was given for just a couple of months, a few weeks, once they get into Eretz Yisrael. He says that would be it.
Interesting.
Ramban says, oh no, No, he argues with the Rambam in the Book of Mitzvahs. He says, this was a mitzvah for posterity. This is the way it was. The Levite troop mustered at 25 for training, got to work at 30. They were in charge of the Mishkan compound, the Beis HaMikdash compound, a huge compound, everything had run right. And then, that's it, age 50, retired. This is the way it always was. Kocha tasa l'alviim b'mishmeresam. This is what you do for the Levites. The Sifri Zuta says, once again, just the way we began this little lesson. We started this little lesson as Zois Hashem l'alviim, which Chizkuni said, only Levites, not Kohanim. Only Levites have this limitation. And we finish off with the same thing, emphasizing, Kocha tasa l'alviim. This will be done for the Levites, not for the Kohanim. The Kohanim keep working. Not for the, only for the Levites have this limitation, and that's why we emphasize Kocha tasa. Okay, so thankfully for everybody who's already 50, the Rebbe explains this in a very, very amazing way, which will give you insight into modern day life and how we should look at the workforce and how we should see people when they begin to get more mature, begin to get a little bit older. Page Kuf Lamed Hei, page 135, it's Simen Yud Beis. So the Rebbe begins his commentary with a question. A question that I already articulated. Madua tziref Rashi b'dibur echot shnei inyanim shenim. Why did Rashi seem to include two totally separate comments under the same Rashi, the same entry? We know that Rashi's style is he'll transcribe words of the Torah, sometimes a word, sometimes two or three, and then he'll comment and explain. transcribe a word, two or three, and then explain. Sometimes, if it's a broad comment which affects the entirety of the verse, it will add the word v'goymer. V'goymer is the equivalent of etc. So when Rashi adds the word v'goymer, you'll know he's just starting off. He says, it says in the Torah such, and he quote the words, etc. So we know that it's referring to further. But here, in Rashi's comment, it doesn't say anything about etc. It says, v'lo yaved oid, he doesn't work anymore. And Rashi comments. And he says, what does it mean it doesn't work anymore? No heavy lifting. That's avodas masav kosef. But he does come home to work. He does come back to the workforce. He's opening and closing doors. He's loading wagons, which, by the way, doesn't seem like such an easy thing to do. And then he says, and this is the meaning of Eshedes es Echov, which is the next verse. So if this is the meaning of Eshedes es Echov, if he wants to say, what does it mean Eshedes es, he will serve his brothers? I thought he was serving God here. Now he's serving his brothers? What does it mean he's serving his brothers? The Levite is designated Lee, God says, for me. Divine service, serving God. If he's serving God, what, he got retired from serving God to serve a fellow Levite? So Rashi says, no, it doesn't mean, v'shedes es echov doesn't mean he serves his brothers, it means im echov, he serves with his brothers. Okay. So the Rebbe says, like, why did Rashi do that? Like, that's an important comment. V'shedes es echov is not serving his brothers, but with his brothers. Why did that belong in Rashi's commentary on verse 25? Seemingly, that belongs in Rashi's commentary on verse 26, when he gets to v'shedes es echov. Rashi would transcribe the words v'shedes es echov and explain. Kitargumai, as the Targum renders it, im echov, with his brothers. This is not a little question. This is a fundamental question, and it seems to reveal a fissure in the basic Rashi structure of these verses. Something seems amiss. So the Rebbe explained that the words of Rashi, Chayzer hu l'ne'ilas sha'orim v'lashir, on these words of Rashi, which are not really Rashi's words, which are words that Rashi quotes from our sages, that he does go, he is opening doors. Let me see, let's get the keys. Who's got the keys? Who's in charge of opening and closing? That's an important job. Who's running the facility? Who's the COO? He says, the COO, that's the Levite. Which Levite? A Levite who's mature. A Levite who's no longer throwing the pitches. He's no longer throwing the long shots, making the today's Raptors day, you know, you have to make up a basketball reference. What's it called, the three-point shot?
Yeah, sure.
Kawhi did the three-point shot?
Yeah.
He's not making three-point shots anymore. Now he's managing the team. Or he's a coach. So on these words, Kasva Mefarshim, and Rashi here, Rebbe here specifically refers to a collection of Tosafist teachings, which was only printed somewhere like in the late 70s or early 80s from manuscript. It's a collection of Tosafist teaching. We're talking now the 13th century, France, the grandchildren, many of them are grandchildren, or the children of the disciples of Rashi, known as Balia Tosafist. And there was a commentary printed very early on, which is known as Das Zekeinim L'Balia Tosafos, the opinion of the elders of the Tosafos. But there was many, many, many commentaries that were lost to us for centuries. And it was only lifted from manuscript in the end of the 20th century. So since they called the original one Das Zekeinim L'Balia Tosafos, they called the second compilation the Moshe of Zekeinim. It's a funny name for retirement. It means a retirement home in Hebrew, modern Hebrew. But here it meant the sitting together of elders, Moshe of Zekeinim, because he called it Zekeinim, so he called it elders. So anyway, the Moshe of Zekeinim, which is a collection of teachings in the Balia Tosfos, over there it says, on the word Lashir, here's the question, does it mean music, or does it mean singing? Can the Levite still play, or can the Levite still sing? So the Mefarshim, the Balia Tosfos say, Shebahagiyai legil chamishim, that from age 50 and onward, Chayser Alevi Lashir bepevovat. He remains a vocalist. However, Leila Nagin beklishir. He doesn't play the musical instruments which require tremendous effort to play. You know, the trombone is a thing that requires effort. And you have to remember something. The Levites would play for hours on end. Hours on end. You needed tremendous stamina. People would come in to bring a korban. the job of the Levites, who had tremendous intuition into human nature, would size a guy up. And they would know what kind of music this person needs in order to be moved during his korban event, during his korban experience. Some people, they react to music that's more melancholy in nature. Some people are stimulated by music which is joyous in nature. For some people, it's a march, the cadence of a march. For other people, it's the soft music of a waltz. Different kinds of music. And the Levites composed music and played music, and they knew when to play for who. So there was the major events for the Korban Sibur, for when the offering was brought on behalf of the nation, and probably that was the same music again and again. And then there was individual music, and the Levites could play all day long. You need stamina for that. I read an article on the Beatles many years ago, and the article was about how did they get great. And the author of the article purports that they spent an entire summer, or two summers, playing together for 12 hours a day, 13 hours a day, continuously, barely with a break for eating or washroom, just playing and playing. And he says that's where they honed their skills, that they were able to play together in concert, in unison, really like something nobody had ever seen before, at least in the rock and roll world, that these guys knew each other so well. And that's how they became, you know, why and how their music was so good. I don't know very much about the Beatles, and I can't tell you if that's fanciful or realistic in any way. But the point is this: when these guys play, they play. I mean, like it's not easy to be a musician, to give these concerts. It's a tremendous stamina. You have to keep playing for many, many hours. So the Levite here, it says you could be a vocalist. You don't keep singing for many hours. Nobody can sing forever. But people play for many, many hours. So they wouldn't be playing the heavy instruments, but they'd be a vocalist, they'd be singing. And there's a constant turnover, the constant change. So the point is this: L'chayra hadavar derish bir. This statement needs to be better clarified. Te'inas agolas, loading wagons, that sounds like heavy lifting. That sounds like the moving company. Come with a moving truck. They don't send in puny little guys. The guys who load those moving trucks, they're big, well-muscled. And Ila Sharim, you know what the doors look like in the Beis HaMikdash? These big, massive doors made of the pure metal, bronze or gold. They weighed a ton. Opening and closing those doors was not a geriatric thing to do. So what does it mean when it says that they would, you're a little older now, go open and close doors. Open and close doors. It's 18 feet high of pure metal. And it would seem that that requires more physical strength than playing a musical instrument. Play a musical instrument. What's the big deal? Madua Eifei Nidrash. Why is it expected that the Levi will stop playing music, but he'll keep schlepping, loading wagons, and keep opening doors? Something doesn't seem to make sense here. And the answer, my dear friends, is in Rashi's words. Two words. Words that are lifted from the Targum. Therefore, Rashi says, the meaning of this, the key to understanding, to unlocking why some things are and aren't done, is in the next pasuk, V'shedes es echov. He'll serve his brothers, meaning im achohi, with his brothers. And this is the point. Negina b'kli shir, when you have a musical instrument to play, it's an avodah has misbatzas al yedei kol levi b'nifrat. Two people can't play the trombone at the same time. Two people can't play the violin or the cello. That's one person doing it. And if now it's in session, that's it. You're in session. You can't kind of like a back out of middle. The music is going now. You got to play. So when you have to do something by yourself, the Torah says there's a limit to how much stamina a person can do, what he's got to do it all by himself. The Levi can't continue after Gil Chamishim because his strength peaks at the age of 50. So when it's a question of stamina and to stick with the program for hours and hours and hours and hours on end without being replaced, the Torah says you lose the full strength of your youth. So now you got to have somebody younger that fills in. You don't have the same stamina when you get older. But to Inas Agolos and Ilo Sharim, opening and closing doors, loading wagons, who says you have to do it by yourself? It's a mitzvah to carry the couch yourself. Carry the couch with two guys. You don't have enough koyach, get three guys. You still need koyach, get five. Like, what's the problem? In other words, we're talking about something which can be done al yedei shnei levim. They can be done by two Levites or even more Levites. So if you can have multiple Levites, that's another story. Therefore, a Levite is older than 50. What's the problem? Stamina he doesn't have. He's still got koyach. He's still got training. And therefore, he can continue to work imachoi. And this, my friends, is the upshot. It is true, when you get older, you don't have as much stamina. That's true. That doesn't mean you stop working. It means you get help. It means you work together with others. It means you don't take it all upon yourself. So the Rebbe didn't say that a person gets older, that's it. You got to expect the same as expected of you. That's actually unreasonable and ultimately unfair. You have a responsibility and you're not able to deliver because you don't have the same stamina. But at the same time, that doesn't mean a person should stop working. A person can continue to work, only you need assistance from others. And that is the point. The jobs that were phased out were the jobs that were required, where you had to be there with the full stamina, straight through, and you couldn't get a break. For that you got to have the full koyach of the youth. But you get older, you keep working. No, you're not playing ball anymore. You know, you're not doing the heavy lifting. You can manage the team. You can be in charge of hiring and firing. You can still have a very significant role to play, even if the stamina has somewhat waned. Why does the Torah have to tell us that? Because a lot of people can't hear that things have changed. And they can't allow younger people in. Especially a Levite. He's got a holy sacred task. I'm not giving that away. But really he has to. And this is a very, very important lesson. In our society, it's all or nothing. People either are put out to retirement or they keep working at the same full tilt. And both approaches are extreme and unhealthy and inappropriate. And with balance, everything gets done.